This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
So welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is Daniel Knowles, your host. Starting out this year, just want to remind you, you can now catch the Mile High Podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, on YouTube, many formats. You can just stream it directly to your phone or download it. So you have all kinds of resources so you can start your Mile High experience now, long before our event, which is August 18th to 21st, 2016. Register if you have not already, www.milehighcairo.org, as well as register for the hotel, because that is in a different location this year. We're starting Thursday night this year, and I'm very excited to be here with our guest, special guest, who loves also to make sure he's in front of a painting that looks like he's in Colorado, because he is in Colorado in Castle Rock, which is at Mile High MC, Joel Kinch. Welcome to the show, Joel.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello, sir.
You know, I wish we would have recorded the last hour that we were just chit-chatting away about everything that's going on with chiropractic, especially here in Colorado.
It would have been an hour of outtakes, you know? So that brings me to the first thing I want to get to talk to you about is you've been involved with Mile High since the beginning. In fact, you were involved when we were back at the Colorado Chiropractic Wellness Alliance years and years ago. So when you start to getting involved with Mile High, when I originally talked to you about it, what were the first things that you got excited about, or why you were excited about or what we wanted to do and create?
I just got about excited about defending chiropractic, what I do in the office. It just baffles me every time I see an email, a phone call from people telling me that the way I practice subluxation detection correction is on the way out. And it just baffles me. So when someone calls me and says, hey, we're gonna bring people together and talk about subluxation, we're gonna talk about the best ways to run a business that way, and I'm behind it, of course. Let's go. What do I need to do?
Right. Exactly. And what have you seen from the first year we did this to the third year? What have you seen happen as you transpire? Let's just talk about the program, first year to the third year, and now looking to year four, before we get into other areas of its impact.
Yeah. Momentum is the first thing that comes to mind, because in even in chiropractic, they talk about it in the chiropractic philosophy of momentum in shift and change, because we started with the first core group of people that came to that first Mile High. And I don't know the number or whatever, but there was a core group, and they just came together, core group, and momentum to year two, momentum to year three. And here we're moving on to three, four times the amount of people. We are attracting so many people that it is changing the landscape of chiropractic in Colorado, and not only in Colorado, across the country. So what do I see from first year to now is momentum, just momentum.
And that's important, because if it was just that we were creating a seminar or just a weekend or something to hang out, you wouldn't have that impact. But there's an impact bigger. In fact, for example, another state association, the Palmetto State Association, took some of what we implemented and put it there in the Carolinas. So that's amazing. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
Yeah, so they took what we did and they said, well, this is exactly well written. This is what we want to have in our state. So and that's what I want to see happen, is that this becomes not just momentum of a seminar, an event by any means, but that we start changing the consciousness of chiropractors, because we need to have a focal point of chiropractors that are focused on actually delivering what? Chiropractic.
But, you know, and this is an important point, Danny, and you bring this up, is we are that generation, that first generation coming into chiropractic, where that first generation is gone.
Right.
The guys that fought for it, the guys that went to jail for it,
right,
are gone. And we have to keep this alive. And it's not a this or that. It's not a fight situation. We just have to grasp chiropractic and hold it true, not only for us, but for generations to come. And if not, we let them down. We didn't guard it well. We did not guard it well.
Well, not only that, but also the public that needs to have their subluxations corrected.
Oh, yeah. Every spine that's walking around our town. Yeah, it's for them. Right.
Exactly, right? So now let's talk about philosophy a little bit, because we mentioned that. Which talk about your background in training, not in school, but postgraduate philosophy program outside of when you graduated.
Well, I have to go back to school because...
Start there.
I have to go back to school to philosophy because that's where I got it. That's where the seed was planted in first quarter with me at Palmer West. I was drug into chiropractic. I was drug into it because I was that migraine kid. I was that classic story of I had migraines from the age of 12, yada, 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 tried everything, prescription, over the counter. I was self-medicating, you name it. I was doing it, trying to get rid of my migraines. And I'll never forget a friend of mine who was doing his prerequisites at the same school I was to get into chiropractic school, drugged me into his chiropractor. And I was that guy standing there. How's this quack going to help me? And I didn't have the miracle adjustment. But over time with this guy adjusting me, he was feeding me the philosophy of chiropractic. And I was having 2 to 3 migraines a week. Dark room, stay away from me or I'll kill you kind of migraines. And I went a week without one. And then I went a month without one. And it wasn't that the adjustment saved my life. It was the philosophy that changed my life because the adjustment's part of that. And then I go to chiropractic school in first quarter, Peggy Sherman. God love Peggy Sherman, what she taught in that first quarter at Palmer West, 25 years ago now. She said she spoke the philosophy in first quarter. And I was like, well, this isn't what I came to chiropractic school for, but holy cow, this is amazing. The philosophy just rang true with me. It sank into me. And then as I went through school, I associated with the people that talked the philosophy, did the philosophy. And then when I graduated, postgraduate work, I was in the inaugural class of the Legion of Chiropractic Philosophers out at Palmer Davenport. And it morphed into a DPHC program in this. And so I went through 3 or 4 years just diving into the program with Rob Sinnott, who is incredible. Rob Sinnott and all those guys just came together and said, okay, here's the philosophy. We got a generation that, I don't want to say dying, but a generation that is moving on, if you will. And we have to be the generation to keep the philosophy in chiropractic, because if we don't, chiropractic will be no more. And so when you came to me and said, hey, this is what you wanted to do at Mahi, this is what you want to do in Colorado, hell yeah, I'm in. Let's do it.
And if I remember right, wasn't there someone else in your class at Palmer West that we all know and love, or at least we know?
He wasn't in my class. And, you know, I can't say his name. No. Yeah. Jack Borla. Or is that who you're referencing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That guy.
Yeah. He wasn't in my class. I'm his elder in chiropractic, but he's my elder.
He's everybody's elder. And he's also going to be speaking this year as he's the president of the IFCO. And this year we are raising funds for the IFCO. So that's very exciting. So it's going to be a very presidential event. On that note.
And, you know, and that's fantastic with Mahi and also not only with Mahi, but with groups that are coming together to keep chiropractic going. It's just not money going into the pockets of the people putting it on. That money's, they are putting it and filtering it into chiropractic organizations, that those places that help defend chiropractic.
Well, and that's what we want to do. We want to have it that makes the... There's so many things that take from the profession. There's so many things that take from chiropractors that we want to be something that does the opposite, that gives into the profession. So now one thing you said to me once, I want to ask you about this because I think this is very important. It's a little side question. We were having a discussion once and you said, about the brand being chiropractic, not something else. That, you know, part of Mile High is helping people reconnect to the brand being chiropractic, not whatever other camp people are in. Not naming camps, but just, you know, how we connect people to the brand of chiropractic.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a great question, the brand of chiropractic, because even amongst chiropractors, and we are in the midst of this in our state in Colorado, as you know, when you say chiropractic, the public has no idea what's going to happen. It's a box of chocolates. You know, I talk about it in my office. It's a box of chocolates. When someone comes in, I go, especially if I see on that intake form, and by the way, you and I are practicing chiropractors, which is awesome. A lot of these things going on, people coming in and putting on these types of shows, if you will, don't have their heels in the mud of day-to-day practice. But when I see on that intake form of someone's been to a chiropractor, I have to have that conversation with somebody of, okay, all right, my profession's a box of chocolates. I'm just going to throw that out there. What did you bite into before you came into my office?
Do you say the Forrest Gump back?
I do. Because look, the way I am now with you is the way I am in my office. I don't put on the aura of the white coat and stethoscope or whatever it is that they do that. I walk in just like this and just have a great time with my patients. But you have to have that brand of chiropractic and bringing that back. I even hate saying it, having to bring back the brand of chiropractic. But when you say chiropractic, if a patient of mine is out there and says, hey, I want you to go see my chiropractor, Dr. Kinch, Dr. Joel at Well Within Chiropractic, I would love for that person to say, well, how does he adjust you? Hands, adjust, you know, that, rather than, well, what does he do? I would love for that first response to be, so how does he check you? How does he adjust you? Right? That would be the brand. Think of brand of, because the question's off top, not off topic, but off, and then it's of cable. You know, when someone talks about cable, do you have cable or do you have dish? Do you get it from a landline or do you get it from, that's the discussion. Whereas chiropractic, it should be, so how does he check you? How does he adjust you? Not what nutrients does he supply? You get that? So reestablishing the brand of chiropractic is, I want it to be out there of saying, okay, how do they check you? How do they adjust you? What's the pre-check? What's the post-check? What's the objective? Not what is he, what do they charge? You know, what do they charge? It's what makes him unique. What's his pre and post-check? What's chiropractic all about? And it's about the adjustment. That's what's phenomenal.
And, you know, in my view, because I think that's a very important area, what I see that happens and what I tried to talk about last year also at Mile High was this, is that if we as vitalistic practitioners, okay, for whatever term you want to use, but that side of the fence, there are so many different camps, and it's so often people put their camp, whether it be their upper cervical technique, their network technique, their coaching program, they put that above chiropractic instead of chiropractic above whatever other thing they do. And then they don't work together to make a change politically or philosophically or with a school or impact, because they just do things for their particular technique or group. Okay. And there's validity and importance in having those groups. We have to have chiropractic be the thing that we are first and foremost. You know, we're chiropractors first and foremost.
Yeah. And with cars and automobiles,
right,
there's Audis, there's Mercedes-Benz, there's Chevys and Fords, and you have those people that are all for their brand of cars, right?
Right, right.
But the auto industry is for the auto industry.
Yes.
Right? And the promotion and the money comes behind that. And with us, it's not that, unfortunately, right now. It's they're out for themselves. And
does the auto industry try to turn into the boating industry?
Of course not, because cars don't float.
Okay, I just want to check.
Yeah, but and that's part of that branding. And you and I have a mentor that, you know, it shifted for me. I've been doing this 21 years now, and it has to change. And I encourage everybody to get to a place like Mile High, where it's just not the fluff. It is the bare bones people on stage, bringing the dark side to the stage, bringing behind the curtain people bringing people who are really ready to point fingers and say what was working or what you thought was working isn't.
Right.
It's a new generation. We have to protect and guard it well. And to do it, you have to make change. You have to do things differently. We're still doing it the same way, getting the exact same results globally as a profession.
Right. Absolutely. Right. How's it been for you now doing the philosophy sessions? How's it been for you doing those each year?
The philosophy mornings? Yeah, I love it because the way I do it, now, way I think people appreciate that Saturday morning is it's discussion. It's not me up there, you know, and I have trouble talking about me and having these DPHCs and everything like that. It's a discussion. What I generally show up with, I have kind of an outline of what I want to do. But once I get a feel of who's in the room and what's going on, it's a discussion. So we'll just take one sentence out of a green book and talk about it, discuss about it. I believe this is going to be awesome if this is recording.
It's recording.
Beautiful. Now we're back. The Saturday morning green book discussions.
Yes.
To jump right back in. It is a discussion, and that's what I love about. And when you have the Mile High group, the uh-huh. Mile High people that come there, we will have the students, which is awesome because we'll have students who are walking through that 4 years to get the license, and we will have the 40-year-old practitioner, the person right. who's been practicing for 40 years in the same room.
Right.
And we just start talking. And next thing you know, we're done and getting ready to start the seminar and we want to keep going. But that's what I love about it, getting the virgin, if you will, to the 40-year-old practice guy, just wisdom just coming out of, and it's awesome. And it's all based off green book stuff, which is where it all came from.
Right. And it's all an exchange. It's an exchange. As you said, a discussion, not a lecture time.
Yeah, it's not. So, this is what it is. This is what it is. This is what it is.
Hey, you do that really well. You do that really well.
Yeah, well, I have a grandmother who always put her crooked finger towards me.
Oh, okay. Got it. So now we kind of touched on this. However, I think it bears touching again. A lot of people shy away from politics. And believe it or not, I shy away. It's not something I always want to get involved with, but I have. What excites you, or what do you see with the political impact we've had?
What excites me is that we are of discussion now.
Right.
When I say we, I'm talking about those people that are in their practice practicing purely chiropractic. And we were always told, you can always do what you want to do. You can always do what you want to do. We're just going to expand over here. We're just going to do this. We're just going to do this. Don't worry. You'll be okay. You'll be okay. You feel me on that? But with Mile High, what's happened in Colorado with this is we have a seat at the table now.
Right. Exactly.
We have a seat at the table. So politically, what have I seen happen is just that we have a seat at the table. Now, that's caused all kinds of craziness with this, but we have a seat at the table, and that's what excites me about it.
And you have people that want to show up at it, that, you know, will say, that before would have sat in their offices and not gone to anything saying, you know, I'm going to stand up and be heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, I think that's an American thing that we do to some degree. We're supposed to do that.
America. Yeah. There's people coming out. Look, I have friends like and you know them. So like Patrick Smith here in Denver, and Rich Roth out in Colorado, and Bruce Watson out in Colorado. Those are the guys that are in the trenches who are content being in the trenches, chiropractors doing chiropractic, right? They were like you and me, just doing our thing, but they didn't see the benefit of coming to something like Mile High and getting involved in something in Mile High. And when those guys come out, who I affectionately call the knuckleheads, and I'll just go, that's my life. But they went, when they come out of the woodwork, it's volume now. That's how you get a seat at the table. is when those people who are just in their four walls changing individual lives come out of their walls and come to a group. Now we have this momentum. Now we have this back to momentum. Now we have this momentum, not only politically, but in our offices. And now we have a seat, and it's just changing, you know, from 4 years ago to now. Well, yeah, things are changing. It's chaos, but things are changing.
But isn't that the state of adaptation and being dynamic,
Of course. Adaptation is part of life.
There's instability and stability, right? So now, another thing about that, let's get to the program. So starting the show this year, got a great lineup of speakers. It's going to be outstanding. We've got a new location. We're going to have the whole hotel. We're going to have breakout sessions. So we have a couple people that we're going to have longer sessions with. In addition to their stage time, we'll get another hour with them. We'll have three different breakout sessions to it. And that's part of why we went to a different location, so we can make an even better program and raise the bar.
You know, I just stop there. Just think about a whole hotel conference center with nothing but chiropractors.
Right.
Just that in and of itself, the socialization. So you're going to have the scheduled times that way, you know, with speakers and everything like that. But outside of that, you're just going to be immersed amongst brothers and sisters of chiropractic.
Yep.
Why wouldn't you come? Why wouldn't you come?
Right. Exactly. And we're going to be starting to do the podcast. So from here on out, you, me, Dan Limburger, we're going to be doing the podcast, getting him out every week between now and 6 months from now with everybody who's on the program, turning out 1 week.
August 18th, which is, again, if you've been to Mile High, you've got to check your schedule because you're starting a day earlier, right?
Right.
Which is perfect because travel plans back on Sunday. So a lot of, I've talked personally to a lot of people from West Coast and East Coast that Friday, Saturday, Sunday schedule is tough for them because they got to get back where they're going. Eliminated. Come out Wednesday, come out the weekend before, right, Danny? It's a beautiful time of year in Colorado. Geez, spend the week, get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday is wide open for travel. Wide open for travel.
Or if you wanted to spend Sunday up in the mountains and fly home Monday, but that's right. So it's going to start Thursday night session, Friday all day, Saturday all day, party Saturday night, Sunday go home. So much more conducive. Everything would be conducive for longer speaker times, more social time, and just raising the bar in the event.
So I haven't seen the speaker list yet. So update me as MC. Who are the big people coming? Who's coming?
Well, remember, they're all big, right? But I'll mention a few of them. So there's somebody that people know is kind of a big deal. He'll be there. Okay. Liam Schubel. Yeah. Did you get that picture?
Yeah.
Liam Schubel will be there. He loves Mile High. He just thinks the world of the event. And Lacey Book is going to be speaking this year.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to do an hour of CE. So we get some
powerhouse.
Yeah. Liz Anderson Peacock will be speaking this year. I'm not going to name everybody. I'll name a few people. Liz Anderson Peacock will be speaking this year. She's awesome. Mark Swerdlick will be back this year. And he's doing one of the hour breakout sessions. We're going to end up having, I am super stoked that coming all the way from New Zealand is the president of the New Zealand Chiropractic College, Phil McMaster.
Fantastic.
So, which is awesome. If you've never heard him speak, you're in for a treat. And he does not leave New Zealand to come to America for just anything. You know, he comes because he knows what we're trying to do. President Edwin Cordero. So we got two college presidents, Jack Borla, IFCO president, will be there.
Don't feed his ego.
David Fletcher will be there this year from CLA. It's going to be incredible. And we're switching up the speakers from our region, because every year, one of the hallmarks of what we created is we have 1 hour CE speakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can get 8 hours of CE in the program. We have 20-minute to 30-minute philosophy sessions. Many of the people are known. Arnaud Bernier is also speaking this year, and he's going to be there this year. Okay, Jay Kamak is going to be speaking this year. Autumn Hicks Gore is going to be speaking this year. It just goes on and on. And then, in addition to that, we always go for having local people that maybe people don't know, but are just rock stars, you know? So we've had the same of them who's been our core. And we're switching up this year, not just because we want to keep the program fresh and to give other people a shot to be on stage and to help out, and so that we widen the circle of people that are involved. So we're completely switching up the people that are speaking that are from this region.
I think what's important to get across here is, and what I've learned over the last 2 years, first year and where it's morphed into, you're going to get nuts and bolts information from the speakers. It's not, you know, it's not bells and whistles, balloons and parades, nuts and bolts where you're going to come back to, where this is how you change your practice and how you change your community and how you change chiropractic. In addition to that, you will have the local chiropractors like you and me. You know, we're no different than the person practicing right around the corner. You're going to get the you and me person on stage who says, look, this is my passion. This is how I'm doing. This is what's going great. And, but not the sell, is you can get your CEs at a chiropractic conference.
And they're chiropractic CEs.
Right.
There's no Department of Transportation physicals.
Exactly. Which is huge. And you know, I don't want that to be the reason why people come. It's the added value of Mile High is that you get your CEs. You come for chiropractic, you get CEs. And that's a huge win.
You would think that you would want to get continuing education in the area of subluxation. You know? And spine integrity and nerve system integrity. Let's get the continuing education in that area. Yep. You know?
Yep.
So, and that there are people that want that. So that's, you know, what we want to do. So it's going to be over the top stellar. I'm really fired up about it. I'm psyched. I'm really grateful for your participation, your involvement. You and Dan Limburger knocked it out of the park last year with the MC job. It was amazing. So, and I know this year it's just going to ramp it up more. So, hey, being that we're interviewing you, any last words, any final things that you want to share with people?
No. I am just looking forward to August. You know, it's hard to believe we're ramping right back up into that, but that momentum starting from today, you know, which is January, starting up into August 18th when it happens, it's just not a weekend for me, and I don't think it's a weekend for anybody that shows up. It's you ride that momentum year round with Mile High, and starting now, I'm going to start. It just starts building, and it's a benefit to my practice. It's a benefit to me. It's a benefit to my family and my life. And so thank you, Daniel, for including me on this ride. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you, Ray, for listening. And remember to tune in. You can go to iTunes. You subscribe on iTunes or YouTube or Stitcher or any of the other RSS feeds. So you can get the podcast. And look forward to seeing you in August. Register early. Definitely register your hotel early. Hotel is at www.milehighcairohotel.com. So you have a separate page just for that to make it plain and simple for people to do that. So you want to do that early, even maybe before you actually register for the event, so that you've got that hotel room reserved. And we'll see you there. So www.milehighcairohotel.com. .org to register August 18th to 21st. See you there. Thank you all so much for tuning into this Mile High podcast. If this is your first time here, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Go to iTunes or Stitcher or YouTube and click on the subscribe button. Also, if you enjoyed this, share it with your friends and share it online and on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and let your friends know about Mile High. Like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/MileHighCairo, to learn more about our events, or visit us at www.milehighcairo.org. I appreciate all of you and look forward to seeing you at Mile High or you enjoying our future podcasts.